Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Happy New Year. Happy New Year to each and every one of you, and Happy Kwanzaa. This is our final day of Kwanzaa as we celebrate Imani and the Care to Read Room. Once again, I'd like to say Habari Gani to my old friends, and I'd like to say Imani to my new friends. Ladies and gentlemen, you have embarked upon the last final celebration, and as I discussed with you earlier, that I would be giving the New Year's oracle reading for the new year. And this is pertaining specifically to the New Year oracle reading. And I wanted to initially do a reading just through intuitive speaking. And doing an energy reading is a lot different from doing an oracle reading. And we'll discuss that in a minute and go into detail. I want to do some housekeeping. Right now, I'd like to say that our chat rooms are open. For those of you who would like to be a part of our chat room, please do join us. And if you'd like to co-host in that room, you're certainly welcome to. So our chat rooms are officially open now. And ladies and gentlemen, this particular last day, it is for the adults, because I will be giving that oracle reading, and some things may not be appropriate for children to hear at this moment. But we want to go ahead and cover our last Kwanzaa, our seventh day of Kwanzaa, Imani Faith. And as you know, we have covered all of the seven principles of Kwanzaa, and we finally get to the end of the road. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday we covered Kuumba, creativity, and yesterday was Dr. Ben's birthday. And I did a little rendition of a song for him. Dr. Ben is the father of Egyptology. And I want to say that we have a prayer for today, for our new year, and we want to get right into things. So we are going to do Imani Faith, and then we'll get right into our prayer. Now, well, let me change that. We'll do the prayer first and then do Imani. If everyone will stand in positions with their hands out as if they're ready to receive, or if you want to meditate and permeate, that's quite all right too. Father God, we come before you, Oladulamare, the Father God of this universe, and we thank you that you have allowed us to deposit your residue within us. Thank you for choosing us so that you could live your life through. May we count ourselves worthy. We ask that you will look into every household today. You look into every family represented here today. And that the basic needs that every person and every family and every child and every heads of household and every wife and every spouse, their needs will be met this year, Father. Father, we've come down bumpy roads. We've come through more than a middle passage this year. We have come through financial binds, but you are the one that released those binds. So whatsoever is above is below. And if we bind those things here on earth, then we lose peace here on this earth. Then whatsoever is bound here on this earth is loosed in heaven and bound in heaven. So we bind up. We bind up the poverty. We bind up the brokenhearted. And we loose peace and love on this universe. And as we bring in the age of Aquarius, may the age of Aquarius bring with it love, peace, and prosperity and abundance. Father, we have not because we ask not. And if we can frame our reference, Lord, if we can speak our lives into existence, and if we can call our premises into existence with our third eye, open up our third eye so that we might be able to see. Open our third eye so that we might be able to clairvoyantly look into the cosmic records. Help us to understand what the oracles are going to tell us today, and help us to do the energy reading so you will speak through us and to us. And we thank you, Father, for what you've already done on the universe. We thank you for the work that you're getting ready to do. And may we prove ourselves worthy. Now let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart be acceptable, O Lord, Father, in thy sight. Make us acceptable. I pray that you will begin to bind up the brokenhearted in every household where there is problems. I pray that you will begin to intercede and fill in the gap. And Father, I thank you and count it all joy. And may the ancestors lift us up. And may we crawl over their backs. And may the ancestors open every door to make the way plain and clear for us as we start this new year off with a blessing. And thank you, Father, for giving us favor. Thank you for the sacrifices that were made for this show to be available to us. And Father, thank you for grace. Your grace is so sufficient. Thank you for allowing us to have grace today. And grace will provide all that we need. And we say Ashe and Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to do a prayer for your family. And remember that the beginning of the first year is very essential that you pray with your children. This morning when I got up, the first person that entered my door was my son. As a routine ritual, he knows that we bring in the new year with a prayer. And he came here. With all the cumbersome things he had to do, he came here and sat down and said, let's pray. I would like to pray in the new year. He remembered that this household has traditions and ritual. He said, yes, I know. As for me and my house, we shall worship the Lord. So when you teach your children and tell them to hide the word in their heart, they will hide it there and they won't distract from it or stray from it. And then when the times of trouble come, they will draw from the words that they have planted in their heart. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for going all the way with us throughout the season and for being there with us all during the year. I have many, many followers, but I would like to tell you, I have twice the amount of followers on other stations, but this is a station that I'm more dedicated to. And this year I'm going to have to make some choices because I have to go where I'm much needed. And I'm going to have to make some really stern choices this year because I get so many people asking me to come in and sit and listen to their shows. I sit under their feet continuously, and I try to get around to all the rooms. But rarely do I see a lot of those people come in my room and sit down, and rarely do I see them frequent the room. Now, I want to say this much. This show has been very good to me. It gave me my first start. But there are other shows that are opening up where the people are so grateful that they're coming in droves, and I can't begin to approve enough of them on other stations. Nevertheless, we're doing something in this room, and I know we're on to something, but the enemy wants me to think to despise small things. I won't despise the fact that I've had 88 followers for a long time now, and some of those followers are begging me constantly to come in their room, but they have never yet started the door in my room. And I want to say this year, I project that things will be better. I really do. Now, let me get on with the show. Today is Imani Faith. Faith is something that we have to understand. It is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. We are going to have to be like a Shulamite woman, and believe for things we can't see. We have not yet seen the proof of the prosperity, but because we frame our references and because our lives are ordered, we know that we have already been predestined. So if God has already given us grace and a measure of faith, we can predestine and draw and call our lives into perfection. Now, you must remember, that's easier said than done, because if there are distractions around you and chaos around you, even though you want to order your life can be influenced by those distractions around you, and no matter how much you call your life into being and call it into place, it will never come there until you settle the distractions around you. You must remember, you work on the inside to settle the storm on the inside, to mellow that storm out so that the outer exterior will be the last thing that you tackle. So don't go telling yourself you have what you say and you can determine your lifestyle. You can determine your inner core, but the lifestyle on the outside of you, the storm that's raging on the outside of you, sometimes you can't tackle that until you've tackled the storm on the inside. How many of you are walking around here with the storm on the inside that is raging and the pillows are raging? But you have to do something about it. You have to do something about sitting still with yourself. Now, in having faith, we must believe for things we can. Very important that you take time to pray every day and ask God to increase your faith if you don't have enough. Now, that's about as much as I'm going to say about Imani. And for the benefit of the children, tell the children to have hope and to keep hope alive. Now, our topic for today is talking about bringing in and ordering our, consulting the oracles. In other words, we're going to consult the energy today because the oracle reading would take a large amount of preparation, and I'm just going to go with the energy and flow in the spirit. The energy that I have been given and that I've been trying to maintain from the beginning of the day is the energy that's coming and flowing through me, telling me that in spite of all of the crooked things that people have set out to do to you and I, we are going to have to use something called clairvoyant ability, and that is to open up our third eye to see beyond that. Remember, nothing that no one can do to you unless God permits it. Now, a lot of planning has taken place, and people have designed our destruction and created paths and holes and ditches because they were trying to line their own pocket. Those very people who have been trying to create this pyramid in exchange for them robbing and stealing, those very people, we're going to see them chastised, and we are going to be able to witness it. For those of us who have maintained our steadfastness and have stayed on the side of the Lord and who have worshiped and who have, in spite of all the circumstances, sacrificed and made sacrifices, those people will be diligently rewarded. And those of you who know who you are, do your own readings. Begin to do a reading over your household and your loved ones. Read the energies of those people and begin to tell them what you see. I see a future of success, and I see a future for those who have been really, really, really tired of what the economy has done to their financial gain. This year is going to be a year that you are going to have to really lay down your financial packages, and you are going to have to set up a strategy to save something. And first of all, you got to save yourself. That's the number one thing, because we are looking at the possibility of us never going back to the way life used to be. Our finances will never be the way they were. Let's face it. We're not going to have bank accounts that are overflowing like we used to, but there are going to be new opportunities for us to venture into working for ourselves. How is it that if somebody kept giving us jobs, how could we ever decide to establish our own corporation for ourselves? We had to first lose those jobs in order to realize that it's necessary to form our own corporation. So that's a good thing. Most of you should be looking towards MLMs and looking for being your own entrepreneur working for yourself, because no one can guarantee you anything anymore, not even your interest on your bank account, not even your pension, not even your 401k, not even your IRAs. No one can guarantee you anything anymore. And to say you're playing it safe by working for a corporation would mean that you are foolish, because you still are not guaranteed a pension upon losing your job. It would be better to structure your life so that you can work a contract job and buy into your benefits and buy them a la carte. It's very important that you should understand that things happen for a reason, but all things work together for good for them that love God. Now, there's some people here that have not been placing God at the center of their life, and they're going to have to suffer. Unless you get things right with you and God and make him your personal bosom buddy, you won't be able to call on him as often as you think you can. Some people have been going to church thinking that was going to make them sanctimonious, but going to church is not the solution. You need a personal relationship with God, and you need to tap into the ORE that's already in you. You need to wake him up. He's sitting there laying dormant, and you need to take him out of the water. And you need to wake him up and start using the God that's within you. Because there's no other God coming to rescue you and I. This is the year you're going to have to really discover that you are God. But you got to wake yourself up and bring yourself out of that slumber. But as long as you stay in that slumber, you'll never identify with the God that's in you. This is the year that all things are being made new. And if you are to truly become a God, now is the time for you to become a God. And I would implore you to tell your children that they're gods every day. And when you wake them up in the morning, say, "Good morning, God," and help them to press that God forward that's in them. And the way you do that is you keep your frequency high. Don't let the vampires come to zap you of your energy. Some of you are very tired. Some of you have no energy. And here's the other oracle for the year. The oracle for the year is that those of you who have high frequency levels, your energy and power will be great. Isn't it interesting how people marvel at those who have power, who have authority, and they stand firm? A lot of us have given our power and authority over to other people. Don't do that. It will handicap you. It will make you an addict, addicted to your shadow. You live in the shadow of your life and not within your own frame of reference. Don't give your power over to anyone. Don't give your authority over to anyone. And don't let people put you in a position where they're threatening to take your power away or forcing you to do something you don't want to do. You're a free will agent. Even God wouldn't force you to do something that you didn't want to do. Now, it's very important that you understand that I've been talking about frequency and vibration in this room, because that's all you are, is a frequency. And however high your frequency is will determine how great you are. Those that have high frequency are usually sought after, and people are drawn to you because your frequency level is something that they want to tap into. Now, this year is a year that the gods will come forward, and the only way you'll know that people are gods is their frequency level will be vibrating at a very, very high frequency rate. If you are low in spirit, somebody should support the weak. And a lot of us are going to fall faint. But I tell you, don't fall faint in due season. Lift yourself up. Stay calibrated at a high frequency. Know that when vampires are around you trying to zap you of your energy, if you have this ability, you can heal. And that's another oracle I want to give you. If you have this high frequency, you're able to heal. You can heal the brokenhearted. You can heal the physically sick. And people that know that they have high frequencies, know that they are healers and that they're capable of changing the atmosphere with their high frequency. Don't let anyone take that away from you this year. Your goal this year is to cultivate your high frequency and continue to use it to heal others and to bring this world into oneness and understanding that we all have a fifth dimension and we all have a third eye that has to be open. And the only way you open that eye is that you must wake up to God that lives inside of you. Why don't you go ahead and wake that God up and begin to bring that God into bear? Because that God is a God that is going to give you the ability to stand firm in a time when we need heroes. And when you stand flat-footed and tell someone you're cultivating the God within you, you're going to have other people mimicking you. Everyone now is going to create their outer exterior from their frame of reference, from their consciousness. So what is consciousness? How do we know we have consciousness? Our consciousness has to be developed. And all year long, we've been working on developing our consciousness. And remember when I talked to you about a tribe? You have a tribe, and most of us make decisions based on what our tribe think that we should be doing. But you also have a symbolic level, and you work from the symbolic level, and then you have an individual level that you make decisions. You want to view all three of those slides, your tribal slide, your individual slide, and your symbolic slide. But you can never give your decisions over to the tribe fully. You must view all of those areas, and that's why I talked to you about the tribe. You must view all of those areas. If a tribe says you can't heal yourself and they're not familiar with the way you heal naturally, you do not accept their opinion. You go back and tell them, I individually want to heal myself. You do not need the reinforcement from the tribe if you want to try an alternative way of healing yourself. Do not let the tribe decide on things that are pertinent to you. Now, we are tribal people, and we go along with the tribe because we figure they know best, but not all the time. You must realize that you have individual instincts and gut feelings that you want to go with. So I taught you about the tribe to let you understand that we usually seek direction from the tribe. And because of where we were brought up and the way we was cultivated and our background, we tend to do things, and then someone will say, well, why did you do that way? Well, this is the way I was brought up, and we always do it this way. And not taking the responsibility of it individually yourself and making a decision on a subject yourself. You do not have to always go with the tribal decision. And when you go with your individual gut feeling, sometimes your first thought is your correct thought. Now, here once again, I want to tell you that energy is everything. Frequency is everything. Those you see that have a high frequency range, those are the ones that can draw alchemy to them. And alchemy is money. And those of you who have a high frequency, you are going to be able to draw alchemy or whatever substance that is currency to you. And you can draw it by making sure that you never tell yourself you're broke. You are just currently without frequency and currency, but they're on their way to you. You never tell your children you're broke. You always tell them there's money and funds on its way to you and it's traveling in your direction. That currency changes hands all the time, but if you keep a high frequency, you will keep that currency coming to you. And even on your altar, I want you to sprinkle shredded money around your altar, in your wallets, in your purse. That energy will draw more frequency of money to you. I know it. I know this because I put shredded money on my altar, in my wallet, and whenever I thought I didn't have money, somewhere magically or mysteriously, that money would show up that I needed for that week. I'm telling you this because you are nothing but an atom and a frequency and currency. And alchemy is nothing but a frequency also. These things can be checked out through scientific method. Frequency is everything. the lower your frequencies are, the more apt you are to become ill and sick. Do not let your frequency levels drop. Keep your spirits high, and that doesn't mean drinking alcohol to drink the spirits. That means to stay connected to things that are positive, that will get you excited about life. Coming into your 60s does not mean you have to be weak-minded or poor in spirit. And please do support the weak, because they will have low spirits, but you must encourage them to keep their frequencies high. Because now people are going to be living to the age of 70 and 80 and working to their 75. So therefore, you're going to find sharp minds with people keeping their bodies healthy. And we are going to have to keep our bodies healthy this year, because we're going to endure more than we ever have, because there's going to be a feminine energy coming in, and because we're multitasking women, we are going to be doing so many things that most men would not be able to keep up with us. And we are being a matriarchal society, and if we're going to run the society, we're going to do things a whole lot differently. So men, you got to hold on tight, because when we do things, we can be in the kitchen frying up food in a pan while we're still on the computer tallying up our bank account. That's how frequently we're going to be involved in things. Things are going to be changing. You're going to find a more spiritual world, a more convincing world that we need to have world peace. And remember, the Bible said that there's going to be people speaking of peace, 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 but there is no peace. However, we can bring about that peace. We not only by through what we say, but through our actions. And we're going to have to be very mindful of the fact that an oracle reading, it takes a lot of work, and you must have a lot of energy when you do oracle work. It is not the kind of thing you play with. That's why I'm giving you an energy reading, not an oracle reading. An oracle reading would take several days of preparation to go and gain all those materials, because you have to be ready to do an OB, and sometimes there's an ODU. With the ODU, you have to also follow the direction, and that can be very cumbersome. So with the energy reading that I'm giving you, I want you to know you're capable of giving an energy reading, and that you have this energy within you. It can be caught up in your chakras. And you know your chakras have to be also spinning. You have to also make sure that you understand that your chakras can be laying dormant. And you have got to get the seat of your emotions, which are in your hips and your back and in your stomach. You've got to get those areas together, because that's where your financial economics is. That's where all the seed of your economics come from. Once we get those areas together, then we can manifest our income. We can create our resources. Right now, we are not creating resources like we should. As you go on the internet, people keep yelling about all the money they're making, and yet they're trying to get a dollar out of you. So the real truth is, who are the people that can make alchemy? Who are the people